Deforestation and desertification impact the lives and livelihoods of millions of people around the world. A new report by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, reveals big gains in global forest protection. But as FAO's Senior Forestry Officer, Anssi Pekkarinen, explains, it's still not enough to meet the UN targets.
The Global Forest Resources Assessment data shows that we are going to the right direction. There are clear signs towards more sustainable forest management globally. And this is kind of manifested by three things. First of all, the forest area loss continues to slow down. We are still losing a lot of forest, 4.7 million hectares per year, but it is slowing down. The second thing is that the area of forest within legally established protected areas continues to increase. And now 18% of the global forest area are found within these areas. And the third one is that the area of forest under long-term management plans is also increasing. And this is, of course, another great news. It's all good news in the sense that we are going to the right direction, but it's not good news in the sense that we are not going to that direction fast enough. We really need to strengthen our efforts to kind of do more in less time. If we look at the forest area loss, for example, we will reach the international objective to stop deforestation only in 25 years, whereas that objective was set for 2020.
And where are we seeing these hotspots, and what are the main causes?
The main cause of deforestation, or main driver of deforestation, is agricultural expansion. And it has been shown that globally, in the tropics, 40% of the deforestation is driven by large-scale agriculture and another 33% by small-scale subsistence agriculture. The forest area loss hotspot is now in Africa, and where the situation is actually getting worse. And the reason behind that is, of course, the growing population and the need to feed the families. So what we really need to do is we need to find ways to feed the growing population without converting more forest into agricultural land. But Africa is not the only area. We also continue to lose forest in South America and Southeastern Asia.
What is FAO doing to address these multiple threats to forests, particularly in Africa?
Well, I think the point is that we have to stop converting forest to agricultural land. And if we want to do that, we need to do two things. First, we need to have more efficient agricultural production systems to feed the growing population. And then we need to bring back those areas that have degraded into forest or agricultural land. So restoration is another key point here. We help the countries to produce better information to basically build and sustain national forest monitoring systems that use field inventories and satellite remote sensing to understand and how the forests and how the landscapes are changing. The second thing is that we'll be co-leading the United Nations Decade on Ecosystem Restoration, which will start next year and continue until 2030. And then if we think more about, you know, the grassroots level actions, then we support the local communities, governments and civil societies to sustainably manage the landscape. And one example of that is our support to the well-known African initiative Great Green Wall.
Why is data so important for the global effort to protect our forests?
Well, it is very important to have good data and to be able to actually monitor the situation. We know that there are many initiatives now, for example, to increase forest area through afforestation and to restore forest areas already mentioned. So we have to know what is going on. One thing that we have really tried hard to make to happen this time is that we try to make these data that have been collected and reported by the countries and analyzed by FAO available to all the users. So we are going to release a new digital platform. Basically, you can just go to our website, you can click a button or a link to this database. Then you can select a country or countries, you can select a variable, you can select year or years, and you can just click another button to download this data on your computer. And our intention here is to make this data available for the global community. Forests are so important for all of us that it is very important to understand where these forests are being managed in a sustainable way and where they are not, and what are the reasons behind this.
That was FAO Senior Forestry Officer Anssi Pekkarinen.